Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Shayna Farfel with Occupational Health. Today we are speaking with Dr. Chad Buck, clinical psychologist at Vanderbilt Work-Life Connections and psychological support consultant for Health Plus. Hi, Dr. Buck. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Hello. Thank you.
So November is National Diabetes Awareness Month. We hear a lot about prevention and management of diabetes, but one thing that often gets overlooked is how chronic diseases like diabetes may play a role in a person's mental health. Today, I want to specifically discuss the relationship between diabetes and depression. Is there any correlation between diabetes and depression? Like, is one condition a risk factor for the other?
Well, if you have diabetes, either type 1 or type 2, you have an increased risk for developing depression. And if you're depressed, you may have a greater risk of developing type 2 diabetes.
What is unique or specific about diabetes that increases that risk?
Well, the honest answer is it's sort of hard to know. There's several different types of studies that have been out that are trying to identify maybe the main aspects that could be contributing to that. One is when you're diagnosed with diabetes and you have to manage your blood sugar levels, you have to manage your carbohydrate intake. And carbohydrates increase your serotonin levels. By restricting your carbs, your brain might not be able to manufacture enough serotonin and your mood might suffer. Carbs found in grains, fruits, and vegetables and dairy products are a key energy source for your brain and body, so you also might feel more fatigued or sluggish. And so just having to change your food intake could actually alter some of the built-in happy hormones, essentially, okay. that we have in our brains.
Very interesting.
Neurotransmitters, I guess.
Do signs and symptoms of depression present differently in folks with diabetes?
The signs and symptoms are pretty much the same. There's loss of interest in normal activities, feeling sad or hopeless, unexplained physical problems like back pain or headaches, things aren't pleasurable. You might feel guilty or feel worthless or sad. And those are all things that are pretty global for depression. Now, with diabetes, they have something that's called diabetes burnout. So that's separate from depression. Diabetes burnout is everything that I just mentioned, but it's all focused on having diabetes. Mm-hmm. Having to do frequent checks of your blood sugar, having to poke holes in your hands, having to take insulin, having to change medicines, doing everything right and it still doesn't work. All of that kind of stuff could be more related to the diabetes burnout.
Are there specific things that we need to consider or be aware of when we're treating depression in someone with diabetes?
I mean, it's not a given that someone will have both, but like I said, it's not that uncommon. And so people do well if they have usually a combination of medication and psychotherapy. Medications for both diabetes and depression and lifestyle changes and different types of therapies, all of that comes together and it actually can help people to feel a lot better. Regular exercise is another aspect of things that could be helpful. When you're in therapy, particularly what's called cognitive behavioral therapy is most helpful, where you challenge thoughts and feelings and kind of look at what core beliefs you might have. A lot of people with diabetes may feel like they're broken, or that this is just my life and it's horrible. And then you have to challenge some of those thoughts and look at the other things that are present in a person's life that can maybe fight off some of the negative thoughts that are affecting their mood.
And just so people are aware whether or not they have diabetes, if they're concerned they may be depressed, what's the first step? Where can they access help? What
okay.
can they do?
In most people, I mean, depression, even major depression, is treatable. So just trying to talk to someone will probably make a difference. If you have type 1 or type 2 diabetes and the symptoms go on for more than 2 weeks of depression, then probably talk about it with your healthcare provider, either your endocrinologist or your primary care provider. They may request a consult with a psychiatrist or recommend some brief counseling with someone. On our website, we have a self-assessment for depression that people can take. It's confidential. None of the data goes to anywhere. It's just, do I have these symptoms? Mm-hmm. And then you could see if that may be relevant to you. And then if it is, you could call us at 615-936-1327, and one of our staff members can set you up with an appointment.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your time today. I think this information was really helpful and will be beneficial to all of our employees. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thanks for listening. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us page on our website at www.vumc.org/health-wellness.